Okay, I'm joined on the line by former Irish international, current AFC Wimbledon player Alan Bennett. First off, Alan, I suppose massive disappointment would be an understatement, I suppose, given Ireland's performance on Friday.
Absolutely, yeah. It seemed to be a lack of a plan, you know. Played a long ball up to Shane Long and Robbie Keane was trying to work off his bits and pieces, and after that, there didn't seem to have any backup plan, no plan B, nothing to change it to try and get a different outcome. It was very, very hard to watch, to be fair.
And even just looking at the goals Ireland conceded, I suppose, Mike, their first one was a header that the defender should have done better from, and then the second, keeper beaten in his near post. There were two poor goals to concede as well.
Yeah. The first one is a great ball in the box. You know, like, it's a great ball into the box. Richard Dunn does his best to get as close as he can. But the second one is criminal, really, because Glenn Whelan goes beyond the centre-halves and tracking the run, which he's no need to do. He should either get a shout from one of the centre-halves or just hold his run, you know, and play for offside. And then finish front post. I know day before, he'd be very disappointed with that, to be beaten at your front post. But just looking at the game on Tuesday, for me, it was the reverse fixture that was where this group was lost, you know, when Ireland were up in Aviva and then pegged back to 2-2. That's where that group was lost, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. The argument out there, Alan, is that Ireland don't have the players to play football, which seems like a baffling argument to me, because there's some fantastic young players in that squad who are capable of playing football. You could see Seamus Coleman's frustration Friday night. He was obviously instructed not to go past the halfway line, and he was getting more and more frustrated as the game went on.
Yeah. Like any other squad that's been successful, the maximum amount of potential has been, you know, got out of the squad of players that you have. But, you know, we're never going to have a squad of massive quality and depth. Like, there's always just going to be, you know, 12, 15 players and then use some players. But the lack of they're not getting enough out of the players like Shane Long and for me, Wes Hoolan sitting on the bench and players like that, you know, you need to get them on the pitch and just have a different plan to look to try and break things down, because when you're playing the long ball, it's pretty easy. Like, the Sweden defence in the second half just dropped off. It looked pretty easy for them just to pick up pieces. And I think you said to me that Robbie Keane only touched the ball twice after he scored, and you can't have that with your leading goal scorer only getting two touches of the ball, you know, if you're trying to get goals to win games.
The game was crying out for Wes Hoolahan, wasn't it? Because Ireland were getting no joy in the wings. They were being overrun in midfield, and Wes Hoolahan would have been a fantastic player to bring on and, I suppose, get a grip of the game in that midfield area on Friday night.
Yeah, you just can't really see what he's doing all week with them. You know, you get the players together, you know, and then on a national scene, you get the players together. You have to put down a specific game plan for each game. And you just can't see that happening, you know. You just don't really see it. Like, there's no point in doing any kind of fitness work or any kind of work like that. You just need to get the players in, lay out a plan, drill it all week. This is what we're going to do. If that doesn't work, we can change to this. You know, like, go through certain scenarios, work on some set pieces or whatever. But just there does not seem to be a plan. You're just wondering what Trapattoni's doing all week with them. The game was 100% crying out for Wes Hoolahan, just for something different, to even see that there's some sort of a different plan, as I said, that they can go to. But for me, as I said, the group was lost. And when you're 2-1 up at home against Austria, you've got to close out the game then. And when Alaba popped up in the 92nd minute and got a 2-2 draw for Austria, that then group just fell apart, really.
Speaking of Austria, we played them tomorrow night. There's a real almost sense that this game just doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, like, I think Trapattoni came out fighting after the game initially, but in the cold light of the day, when he probably sat down and had to think about it, he probably realised that he's come to the end of the term with the Irish squad, and it'll take a massive result now and a result for Kazakhstan against Sweden, which is pretty unlikely. So it's pretty much just seeing out the fixtures now of the group, because Ireland then will have to go to Germany and try and get something, and that's a really tough ask.
Who would you like to see come in and take over from him?
For me, it's Brian McDermott. You know, like, he's it'll suit him down to the ground. He's a real management kind of manager. He'll get the players working to their potential. You know, you'll set out a plan. It'll be clear. You'll have backup. You'll have different ideas. Having worked with him quite closely and seen him what he could do at Reading, like that, he got, you know, them into the Premiership with a group of players and just got the maximum out of the team that he could and got them into the Premiership and did very well in the Premiership with a good bunch of players, you know. So for me, it's him. If they can get him, obviously he's the current lead manager, so that creates difficulty. So after that, Martin O'Neill is available. You know, you've got to try and get these kind of motivational people in so that they can get the most out of the team.
Yeah, definitely, because there is talented footballers in that Ireland squad. Finally, before I let you go, Alan, you're flying with Wimbledon at the moment, third in League 2, and motoring along very nicely after six games.
Yeah, it's been a good start, you know. We probably surprised a few people, considering we were down the other end the end of last season. So we've got a real tough one coming up this Saturday, away at league leaders Chesterfield. It's obviously very early days. There's 40 games to go, so... but this will be an early test for us now to see how far we have come, so we're really looking forward to it.
And it's your home form has been very impressive as well, 3 games, 3 wins.
Yeah, I've got one of the things the manager set down early doors, you know, that we have to make our home ground the real fortress. I think there was only like 4 wins at home all last season, which is nowhere near good enough. So we've already had 3, so we're hoping to make... You pick up the majority of your points at home. If you're having a good season, you're in promotion contention, you pick up the majority of your points at home, and that's what we're hoping to do this year.
No, we won't get too carried away. As you said, it's early doors yet, but it's all boding well for a very, very good season. Alan, thanks very much for talking to us. Looking forward to talking to you again.
Cheers, Roy.